This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a new boiling water challenge. Remember the last boiling water challenge? You would dump boiling water on your friend, and they would yell and scream and then have to wash it off, and that would be videotaped and put on YouTube. I don't know. People are stupid. Well, here's another boiling water challenge where you throw it up in the air during the polar vortex to see if it freezes. Now, you're not supposed to throw boiling water into the air. You're just supposed to throw any water into the air and then see it freeze and fall down. But, as you know, parts of the U.S. have been affected by the polar vortex. And it is sending major storms, especially in the Midwest and part of the Northeast. We're getting a lot of rain where I'm at. It's for Vegas, that's a lot of rain. When we get more than a quarter inch, we're like, whoa, break out the galoshes. My husband brought out an umbrella the other day. I didn't know we had an umbrella. I haven't used an umbrella in 25 years. I was like, we have one of those. But that's where we live. But this polar vortex occurs when circulating winds from the North Pole travel southward and cause below freezing temperatures. So to test how cold the weather has been, folks have been tossing boiling water into the sky to turn it into tiny ice crystals. Well, you would think that's just good old-fashioned fun, but it's not, because 8 people who took part of the challenge have been treated at the Burn Center of Chicago's Loyola University Medical Center. That's according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Now, they're not just kids, they're not just teens. The patients range in age from 3 to 53. Middle-aged people are doing this. And they've had injuries to their feet, arms, hands, and face with varying degrees of burns. Boiling water can penetrate all layers of the skin. Hence, third-degree burns could come with it. Third-degree burns cause major scarring. According to the CDC, it could leave charred, white, brown, or black patches. Symptoms of severe cases can include persistent pain, redness, swelling, fever, blisters that are larger than 2 inches or that ooze. Doctors may treat burns with bandages, antibiotics, or even tetanus shots. Now, they say it's not just the guy throwing the water into the air, the gal. It's the witnesses going, ooh, wow, ah, the ones standing there get hurt. The water, because of the winds, blow back and burn those watching, especially if a gust of wind comes. So, apparently a burn surgeon had to make a warning, right? And I hope everybody wrote this down. We strongly warn people to not perform the boiling water challenge. There is no safe way to do it. I'm not really sure what people are thinking these days. I love the idea that we can videotape and take pictures. You know, I mean, I wish I could find all the pictures of my kids when they were younger. I don't have a lot of pictures of me when I was younger, and now I kind of wish I did. And so, you know, as we now have these cell phones and smartphones, we could take unlimited pictures. We take unlimited pictures of ourselves now. It's crazy. And so, you know, something like the polar vortex and experiencing it, I get how it's historical. And so people want to, you know, grab these videos. And what also makes it kind of addictive is Facebook or Instagram, usually Facebook, though, has like your memories on Facebook. And I really like that feature because I forget what happened a year ago. And so it's kind of interesting when it comes back going, oh, we did that with your memories from 9 years ago. And I put a lot on Facebook. People will say, you know, Dr. Dolly, you kind of post a lot. I don't post a lot in terms of me wanting to post and have you guys read it, but it's like a little data bank of memories that I want. You know, it's like my husband, he doesn't want to like taking pictures of us. So if we go out for our anniversary, he's like, okay, we don't have to take a picture of that. But I do want to remember certain anniversaries. And so I don't know where our pictures are. You know, we load up a computer, the computer crashes, the pictures are gone. But if it's on Facebook and it comes back, I'm like, good, that was us on our anniversary. And he usually likes the pictures. Now, Hawaii. Hawaii had a weekend storm that left parts of the Aloha state looking like a scene from the Arctic Circle, according to Fox News. Snow blanketed parts of Pulipuli Spring State Recreational Area on the island of Maui. This is probably a first, seeing all this snow in Hawaii. I think that's kind of where you could go up to the crater. It gets really, really cold up there. And apparently, Pulipuli State Park is 6,200 feet elevation, and they reported snow. Snow is really rare for Maui. Apparently, they had 4-foot drifts, according to a ranger. And you see these Toyota and Honda four-wheel drives sitting there in the snow. The peaks of the Haleakala, that mountain on Maui, have been getting snow in the past, but this is like a lot of snow. I've never seen that. That's crazy. 6,200 feet. But apparently they also had high winds, big gusts. Snow came from a storm system known as a Kona low, where a chunk of cold low-pressure air separated from the cold jet stream. Just, it's a scene you've never seen. You got to look at the pictures. The storms usually approach Hawaii from the west or the south, so that does bring winds, flooding, high surf. But this one came from the north, so it was cold. And it was also strong, hence people saw snow. So snow in Hawaii, that's some pretty cool stuff. You got to check it out. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we'll get to your questions and your comments. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials and making the show happen. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, she has to be anonymous, but she writes, I work in an organization who wants you to come and speak, by the way, that is very toxic. Management is miserable, so they make us miserable. She writes, they try to have meetings to get our feedback, but when we give our feedback, nothing happens. Nothing changes, and most of us want to quit, but we hear it's all the same everywhere. Just look on Facebook. People hate their jobs. She writes, maybe when you come to talk, management can listen. Oh, I'd be happy to come to your place of work. I would be so happy. Okay, we talk about toxic work environments, and maybe toxic is not the right word for some, and maybe it is the perfect, most descriptive and illustrative word for some. And unfortunately, the toxicity is really based on the people. You could have a job that pays like crap, and it could be a fantastic job. You know? And I've worked in multiple places where management was so poor. So poor. But I love the job. You know? things could have been done better, but I got along with my coworkers and I love the job. I have, though, been in places where, oh my gosh, it's just a toxic mess. And things go wrong. People complain. There's fixes. You offer the fixes. They're simple fixes. No one lets you do them. And the toxicity rages. And so, you know, I've been asked, and, you know, this is something that I have no problem talking about if I do come, you know, to your work to talk about, where there's some secondary gain that happens. So my problem with anything is there's right and there's wrong. So just do right. Just do right, and then it should be a slam dunk. There's a problem, you fix it, and you move on. But the reason why many people have issues at work is because that philosophy or that attitude doesn't pervade. It doesn't exist. And people want to know why. Well, it's all about, again, other people and being selfish. So one thing that I notice in many people's work is somebody, let's say, wants a promotion, okay? And they want this promotion, but they don't have the merit to get it on their own. So they need to stand out by making other things look bad. And so bad is happening, and you're like, oh, you know what? We need to fix it. We need to fix this, right? Because it's bad. And they won't let that happen because it makes what they do look better. Those people never win, by the way. Because when there's bad, the toxicity pervades to everything. So, example, you're in marketing, and you're working on a project, and somebody else needs your advice or some help or the copy or whatever, and you don't help them. Because you want your project to be done first, and you want to stand out. Well, not helping that other person just seems to come back and haunt you later. Not directly, but indirectly, whether it's karma, whether it's an issue with, you know, now you need the copier or now you need the administrative help or whatever. But little by little, things then mess with your performance. And then you fall into the same trap. So I suggest to people who work in certain fields such as that, you know, acting like what you do is better than others by screwing up others or not allowing others to fix their problems. And a lot of people in management do that. One, it's evil, but two, karma does come back. Now, when you work in places like this, it can ruin your day. We were talking about mental illness and how 1 in 7 kids have mental illness. So we talked about mental illness in adults. I was taught in medical school it was 1 in 3. And I said, you know, sometimes you shouldn't be diagnosed with depression or anxiety if, you know, you work in a job that's toxic. So if you have a employer or a manager who won't let you fix problems and you see bad things happening and it's going to reflect on you and they won't let you fix them, so it still reflects on you, it's going to, you know, drive you, it's going to make you upset. You're going to be miserable. I suggest to leave. Get the hell out of that place. That place doesn't deserve you. It's toxic, you know, it's selfish, but, you know, you have good work ethic. And so how do you turn a company or an institution that's toxic to something that's not? It's virtually impossible. I'm telling you guys this. I'd like to say it's possible, but unless you clean house and fire everybody, it's not going to happen. Because it's the people. If you have some evil people that put themselves first, you're screwed. This is why government is so toxic. You have politicians there that are self-serving, you know, and then they make these decisions. And here we are going, I wouldn't, you know, address the narcotic opioid overdose situation like that. I would probably do this. They don't listen to you. They don't let you fix it. They just want to look like they're winning, and it's all about them. So when you have selfish people at the helm, you're screwed. You are just really, really screwed. Now, if it's any if there's any positivity that could come out of it, if we want to be optimistic, usually those selfish people get outrun by other selfish people. You can't have two evil kings or queens. Okay? Usually one wants to be at the helm. And they may, you know, two evils may look like they could work together really well, but eventually, one gets squashed. So you just don't want to be around that. So now, what do you do if you're in an industry where it's just toxic, and then the next place is toxic? Now, is it you? Do you attract the drama? Do you attract toxicity? It's hard to say. You need to look at yourself and go, you know, well, why are you running into issues with people? If it's that you are finding things that are wrong, wanting to fix them, and these are things that seem to, by public opinion, be something that's wrong, you're okay. But if you just want to start a fight over a highlighter or a this because you're bored, okay, well, then you're bored and you need to get the hell out of that job also. If you're bored where you need to pick a fight with somebody, you shouldn't be working there either. That means you're not happy, you're not being challenged. But from what I'm hearing from you guys, and like this, I would love to come there and speak. I would love to meet management and, you know, try to drop some ideas. But the problem is even if I'm 1,000% correct or you're 1,000% correct in what you're asking and pitching for, if somebody is trying to increase their bottom line or get promoted, they don't give a damn what's right. They will screw others for their agenda. And you have to hope that karma or something else happens that puts them in their place. It's a shame. So these industries out there, and there's a lot of bad ones, you either have to not let it bother you and be okay with mediocrity, which I'm not. You know, I can't, you know, if I'm in a marketing position, do a half-assed job. I need to do a fantastic job. And if I have the ability and I have the resources and somebody's trying to not let me reach for that stapler, I'm going to have a problem with that. Or if I want to teach students and I don't want to teach them something wrong and I want to teach them something right, I'm not going to be okay with it, with anything less. So, you know, depending on where you are, same thing with serving, I'm not going to serve food that I don't think is safe to eat. It's not going to happen. Then you need to get the hell out of those industries. And you need to, if you can't find a place that thinks like you do, and there are places out there that do have good management. There's some fantastic management in some places. But in others, there isn't. Then you need to get the hell out and maybe start your own business. Your work ethic and your drive cannot be shaken. And you cannot turn into one of them. I see too many people drink the Kool-Aid and turn into one of them, those toxic people, because they want to save their job. And I'm like, but it's wrong. You're doing this wrong. It's going to have, you can't see that it's wrong. And they won't admit it. They'll just sit there and stay quiet and they'll say, you can't win. This is unwinnable. And that's when you're like, okay, you know what? Something's messed up. So if you find yourself where you're making the decision or you are contemplating letting bad happen, you're not going to be able to live with yourself. Get the hell out of that job. Get the hell out of that place. Luckily, they say there's help wanted signs and there's jobs galore right now. Get out of that job. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is happy about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
It provides new funds for miles of new border barriers so Congress can complete a funding process for all the outstanding parts of the federal government with predictability and with certainty.
The deal does have money in it allocated for border security, which goes against what Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi has been saying. Denver Public Schools and the Teachers Union are expected to resume negotiations today. Teachers walked off the job Monday and began striking for better pay. The union went along with the work stoppage after talks broke down over the weekend. Three U.S. Army soldiers are injured after a parachute accident in Florida. The incident happened over Homestead Air Reserve Base early Tuesday morning, which is just south of Miami. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So you might want to put down your sandwich. They say eating ultra-processed foods accelerate your risk of early death. We face a 14% higher risk of early death with every 10% increase in the amount of ultra-processed foods that we eat, according to new research from France. They say ultra-processed foods are manufactured industrially from multiple ingredients that include additives, but these additives are used for technological or cosmetic purposes. So your cheese may be a certain rich color because of some additive. The taste could be because of some additive. The stickiness of the food, it being able to be, you know, in a chunk of something. Again, an additive. So these are authors of a study published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. And they say ultra-processed foods are mostly consumed in the form of snacks. I love snacks. Desserts. Love desserts. Ready-to-eat or heat meals. And they say it's largely increased during the past several decades. They say the trend may drive an increase of early deaths due to chronic illnesses like cancer and cardiovascular disease. So in the United States, they say 61% of our total diet comes from ultra-processed foods. But get this, it's worse in Canada and the UK, with 62 and 63% respectively. But research indicates that eating ultra-processed foods can make us obese, raise our blood pressure, put us at risk for cancer. So how did they figure out how we're going to die? Well, what they did is they enlisted the help, they said, of 44,500 French adults, 45 years and older for 2 years. Their average age was 57, and nearly 73% of the participants were women. Now, all provided 24-hour dietary records every 6 months, in addition to completing questionnaires about their health, like their body mass index, etc., how much activity, their sociodemographics, and the researchers calculated each participant's overall dietary intake and consumption. They say ultra-processed foods accounted for more than 14% of the weight of total food that they consumed and about 29% of the total calories. Now, if you were younger, had lower income, lower educational level, if you lived alone, if you had a higher BMI, lower physical activity, you ate more crappy food. But over the study period of the 44,000 French adults, 600 died. Now, they adjusted for factors like smoking and stuff, but they calculated then a 14% higher risk of early death. So, for every 10% increase of processed food. So, basically, they looked at the people who died, and the majority, and the ones that ate more, over-processed foods were more likely to have died. So, it's still associative. It's not a cause and effect. We're not feeding thousands of people a crappy diet and seeing if they live long. We just don't have time to do that. But they say you need to read the package from front to back. There's a lot of stuff that's being put in that you don't know even why it's there or what it does. And I can't even explain some of these chemicals. They're like stearate and, I don't know, glycolate something. I can't even read the labels. I can't. I mean, even with my reading glasses, I can't read the labels. And we're asking for this type of stuff. We want food that doesn't have to be fresh. We really have this anti-fresh attitude. And we did this because when the first caveman learned how to salt their meat, they're like, oh, this is good. We could eat on the run. Like Lord of the Rings, remember that loaf, that sort of cracker bread that the elves gave Frodo so he had food that he could take with him since, he wasn't going to see a lot of food on his way to Mordor, right? So, I love Lord of the Rings. So, we like food that you could pack and take with us, and maybe that has helped us with our longevity, where we don't run out of food because we have canned tuna, and we have beef jerky, and we have, bottled water. But bottled water, what are we getting with our bottled water? Well, they have to treat the water, so I'm not sure what chemicals they're using for that. And then it's in a plastic bottle. And for those of us that live in the desert, are these bottles getting heated? Are they sitting out in the truck? Is then the plastic leaching stuff when it is heated or when it's not heated? Does the plastic leach stuff into the water? When water sits on paper, what happens? The paper starts getting soggy. Things get into the water. If you have pen, ink, or paint on a piece of paper and you pour water on it, that water eventually turns color. Things leach into the water. So what could be leaching from the plastic into the water? Now, we might not see it. We might not taste it, or we get so used to it that we don't care. But whatever happens to drinking fresh water? Well, we don't. We don't live by a spring. And if we do, we're afraid we're still going to get a parasite. So we decide that it's the lesser of two evils. We're like, all right, I'm going to eat processed foods because at least I eat and I'll deal with the chemicals. And so, people get all grumpy and they're like, why aren't doctors telling us to avoid this, avoid that, avoid this? We tell you to eat fresh. We always say eat fresh fruits and vegetables. But then you guys go to some, you know, fast food outlet that serves fresh, and then there's like a food poisoning outbreak. So I don't know what to tell you guys. Go to the grocery store, buy your own vegetables, wash them off as much as possible to get rid of the pesticide, or buy organic, and clean it off super really good. Cook it lightly. Don't lose all the vitamins. Eat it. That's about the best you could do. But a lot of us, we just don't have access to fresh food all the time. Plus, we like the taste. I love the taste of McDonald's burgers. I could eat McDonald's burgers all day long. I love the taste of their burgers. I don't know. I'm not big on Burger King burgers. I mean, if I'm hungry, I'll eat it. I'm not a big Carl's Jr. burger eater. I don't like those, but I just love the taste of McDonald's. I don't know why. I just do. I love the taste of In-N-Out. Bob's Big Boy. Oh, my gosh. My favorite burger is Bob's Big Boy. I can eat that all day long, too. But we don't have a Bob's Big Boy here in Nevada. We used to have a Bob's Big Boy on Ventura Boulevard near, I don't remember where, they would come out with their roller skates and put the tray on the door. This was in the 70s. I remember as a little girl, and I thought that was the coolest thing. And my parents would say that's the way it was in the 50s, where people would come out on roller skates, and I thought that was so cool. And the food would come fast. And you'd sit there in your car, and then you could eat the burgers. And burgers were always so good tasting. I just love, well, it was Bob's Big Boy. So I love that kind of food. But again, you can't just eat it every day. So a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, beef jerky, beef jerky is a fantastic source of protein. It keeps you full. You eat a couple slices, so you kind of feel like I had meat. You're not eating really carbs. And you have a few pieces, and it keeps you full throughout the day, so you don't eat a big, you know, hefty meal with french fries and crap. But the problem is they have salt. I have beef jerky right here in my studio. And if I look at the ingredients, again, I've got to put on my glasses. It has beef. It has brown sugar. Well, there's your carb. It has water. Then it has flavorings. It has sodium nitrite. Then they say treated with a solution of potassium sorbate to ensure freshness. Now, I don't know what the hell that is, but I'm getting potassium sorbate. And they are the Tender Bites original beef steak. 10 grams of protein, 70 calories, made with premium beef, and 96% fat-free. Well, what happens if you eat a crap load of beef jerky? You could be more at risk for colon cancer. Nitrites. Not supposed to be eating a lot of nitrites. So if you do eat processed foods, it's really got to be in moderation as little as possible. Because the last thing you want is to have thought that you ate healthy, kept your weight down, you know, avoided food poisoning, just to get some sort of chemical-induced cancer. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that earplugs are as important as condoms. And if you are going to be going out for a night out and hanging out in the clubs or the pubs, not only should you have a rubber, but you should also have earplugs. They say the ear protection, okay, is probably one of the most underlooked at public health issues. And simple earplugs could save millions of people from going deaf. Action on Hearing Loss is urging people to protect themselves from tinnitus in the same way they use contraception to ward off sexually transmitted infections. The charity wants to see vending machines in pub and club areas or restrooms selling colorful earplugs to help make them look cool. I agree. I cannot go to a concert now without having an earplug. It is ridiculous how loud things get. I'm blown away. I think Life is Beautiful was in town. And so my son, you know, because my husband, you know, he shoots and, you know, goes to shooting range a lot. He, you know, has earplugs as well as, you know, hearing, you know, protection, ear protection. He's not gonna, you know, make my kid wear the protection, but, you know, the earplugs, absolutely. And, I guess I don't care what color it is. You know, I notice kids aren't as worried about that stuff in terms of looking cool. You know, I think a lot of kids are smarter these days than we were. And so they say the ultimate aim is to see them available the same way that condoms are in vending machines, in a range of colors and design. Perhaps hold off on flavored ones, though. Huh? They say, you see loads of people walking up and down the street wearing big headphones, iPods, and more discreet designs. So why not wear tiny earplugs at a gig or a rave? They say they don't make you look uncool, and they do not stop you from enjoying the music. They help protect your hearing. Now, tinnitus, or tinnitus, is where you get a ringing in the ears. And many people do, unfortunately, suffer this. They get buzzing, clicking, whooshing, humming sound. And many times it is age-related, but a lot of times it's exposure to loud noise. I mean, I used to listen to Def Leppard, right? Red light, yellow light, green light, go. Crazy little woman in a woman show. And I'd be just rocking out to, I don't know, Def Leppard and Rush and Depeche Mode and AC/DC. And that music had to be played loud. Well, I'm hard of hearing. I don't really have ringing in the ears, but I have major issues. It's called the cocktail party effect, where when people are talking to you and there's a bunch of noise around you, I can't discern the sounds. If anybody is talking while somebody else is talking, I can't discern sounds. So I have speech discrimination problems since my, you know, 80s music days. That's a problem. So tinnitus is ringing, buzzing, hissing, chirping inside the ear. Basically, you have damage to the cochlear hair cells. So how hearing basically happens, and this is going to be oversimplified, is sound goes through your funnel of the ear, the canal. Just like simple physics. Your inner ear, based on the vibrations and tones, etc., they have these little hair cells in the cochlea that allow nerve signals to take that information, get to the brain, and then the brain in the auditory center processes the information. So there's conductive hearing loss and sensorineural hearing loss, sensorineural. Conductive hearing loss is where you have an issue conducting the sound. Maybe you have earwax, maybe you have an ear infection, so there's fluid in your ear. But conductive hearing loss basically is where you have a problem allowing the sound to conduct through the funnel to get to the inner ear that could do their job. The sensorineural hearing loss is where the ear canal is fine, the sounds are coming in, you're just not processing it right. We notice that when people age, they start to have hearing loss, and we go, all right, well, you know, grandpa's old. Sometimes if you are developing dementia, dementia could be a sign, could sometimes manifest with problems with your auditory system. So if you have a family member going deaf, that could be a sign of early dementia. And the other thing is when people do go deaf and nobody talks to them anymore, you know, because they keep going, what, huh, what? So nobody talks to them, they blow them off. That could also accelerate dementia. So you really need to take care of your hearing. They say 50% of adults have tinnitus, where they have the ringing and the chirping and the weird sounds, and that could many times precede hearing loss. So what do? Well, we want to protect ears. Sometimes we do retraining therapy, and sometimes there's just nothing we can do. So it's frustrating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. Excuse me, DALI. So there was a man who was impaled by his bicycle. Have you guys heard about this? This is, there's some real, real weird accidents that seem to happen. So apparently there was a cyclist, and his bike's handlebars, right, went into his leg. It was an accident that he had, And it's horrific when you look at this. It's kind of graphic. But Dane Phillips was pedaling to, you know, go shopping, and he was struck by a car. His mountain bike flew 10 feet in the air, and when the bike landed, the handlebars skewered his right leg. This is being reported by Fox News. So rescue crews came on the scene, and firefighters had to use hydraulic cutting equipment to saw the handlebars off the bike. Now, you don't pull the handlebars out of the leg. Okay, again, anytime somebody's impaled by something, you leave it be, but you try to remove it so that he could get into an ambulance, etc. So what paramedics will do is saw off the rest of the bicycle so then he can make it into the OR. And, you know, people go, I don't get it. Why would you leave something that's sitting there doing damage? Well, once it's in there, it may not necessarily do that much more damage. And, in fact, a lot of surgeons will say it's safer to sometimes leave it in, depending on what it is, of course. But sometimes it's safer to leave it there because it's preventing bleeding. You know, we talked about Steve Irwin, who had gotten stabbed in the chest, stabbed in the heart by a stingray. He might have lived if he left the stinger there and just went to the hospital. But instead, and it was a reflex, and I get it, I probably would have done the exact same thing, he pulled it out. Well, the serrated tip of the stingray probably lacerated the heart even more, and that's when he collapsed and died. So when you get stabbed by something, you leave it in there. You see pictures of people walking into an ER with a knife in their head. You don't pull it out. You leave it. If you're okay and you're doing fine, you leave it until you get medical help. The damage is already done. You can make it worse. So the doctors were able to then. So then what happens is we take it to surgery. Of course, you know, we'll give you pain control. You know, we'll give you something to relax you so you're okay. You know, you'll be able to still take selfies and pictures sometimes and go, man, look at me. So we make you comfortable. And some people just freak out. And, you know, we try to make it as comfortable as possible. And then when they're OR and we put you to sleep, now we have a more controlled atmosphere. We can take a look and see what impaled you or stabbed you and take a look. So then what we need to do is we need to evaluate for bleeding, etc. And so we may open you up a little bit more to examine the damage. If we don't think it hit any major artery, then we might then just pull it out there. If we think, after scanning and imagery, that you have some major vessels or major nerves, we're going to want to come in from the side and make sure we move those vessels away so that when we do remove the foreign body, and we do what we can. But it's pretty amazing stuff. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.